Back at Bulldog Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Welcome to our postgame show. Our scores and highlights brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. A lot of scores and a lot of highlights tonight for the Wimberley Texans, who come away with a 53-7 victory over Bandera here tonight. This is how it went down. It was Bandera's Reese Jennings scoring first on a 37-yard pass reception from Travis Adams with 11:18 left to play in the first quarter. That came after Bandera recovered an onside kick to open the ball game. Abram Mata's extra point made it Bandera 7 and Wimberley nothing. That's where the highlights ended for Bandera here tonight. Wimberley then proceeded to score 53 unanswered points. JoJo Weeks, the first touchdown for the Texans on a one-yard quarterback sneak. Curtis Bingle's extra point was blocked, and with 5:57 left to play in the first quarter, Bandera led it by a score of 7-6. Texans, then, did I say 7-6? I hope I didn't say 7-6, but it's entirely possible. At any rate, I just thought I'd throw that in. See, I get a little giddy now. It's 53-7. Jake Cockerham scores on a 5-yard run for Wimberley with 4:15 remaining in the first quarter. Bingle's extra point made it Wimberley 13 and Bandera 7 at that point. Guy Kipris then scored on a 35-yard touchdown run. Bingle's kick was good with 8:01 left to play in the second period, and Wimberley led by a score of 20-7. Texans then scored the final touchdown of the first half when Hayden Krebs, brought up from the junior varsity, scores on a 45-yard touchdown pass to JoJo Weeks. That came with no time remaining on the clock. Just kind of heaved it up there, and Hayden was able to make the catch. The two-point conversion failed, and Wimberley led at that point by a score of 26-7. Texans then scored on a 5-yard Cade Stover touchdown pass reception from JoJo Weeks. Bingle's kick was good at 5:01 left to play in the third period. The Texans led by a score of 33-7. Texans scored again when Wyatt Mann caught a 13-yard TD pass from David Masur. Bingle's extra point kick was blocked, and with 9:09 left to play in the ballgame, Texans led it 39-7. Masur then scored on an 11-yard run. Bingle's extra point with 7:11 left to play in the fourth period made it Wimberley 46 and Bandera 7. Texans then capped the scoring with Masur's 3-yard run. Johnny Garrard's extra point was good with 2:54 left to play in the ballgame. Wimberley led it at that point by a score of 53-7, and that is where we ended up. Our final again from Bandera, Wimberley 53 and Bandera 7. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have some scores for you after this timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan Football comes from the Wimberley View newspaper, covering all Wimberley Texan sports with comprehensive coverage as well as local news in the area. For more information and to subscribe, visit wimberleyview.com or call 512-858-4163.
And by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
All right, back at Bulldog Stadium. The folks are filing out of the stadium here tonight. Wimberley has come away with a 53-7 victory in Game 1 of District 13 4A action. Let's go across Central Texas and give you some scores now. Again, a reminder, our scores and highlights brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Certainly want to thank those folks for helping us. Dripping Springs all over Lockhart tonight, 48-24, the score in that one. Hutto, at last, when we last got a score, it was Hutto 21-12 over Bastrop. Gatesville was all over Lampasas, 42-13, the score in that one. Giddings 28-0 over Smithville. It was Bernie 45 and Fredericksburg 7. San Marcos with a nice game tonight defeats Aikens 24-3 is the score in that one. Lake Travis, get this one. Lake Travis 49, Westlake 7. Chaparral's fall to the Cavaliers of Lake Travis. Hayes over Lehman in the rivalry ball game, 35-7. The score at halftime was 14-7. Hayes, but Hayes able to pull away in the second half and put that one away, 35-7. The final, Canyon Lake 63, Eastside Memorial nothing, and Navarro 42-0 over Llano. Again, those scores and highlights brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Jared Robinson, just your thoughts on this one. We thought that Wimberley was probably the decided favorite here tonight, and we didn't see anything that would cause us to think otherwise tonight. Texans looked awfully good tonight.
No, we thought coming into the game that they would we talked about it. We got kind of the old ground and pound method. We thought that they would run the ball and be pretty successful at it, and that's exactly what they did. We saw early on JoJo have several deep throws that were successful, and Wimberley really started off kind of on a little fluke type deals, I guess, a couple onside kicks things, but Wimberley settled down. Obviously, the final score 53-7. Coach Warren's got to be happy. Some things to work on, but in the long run, probably a game they should have won, and they executed and came away with the victory.
Sounds easy, doesn't it? You just do it. You just go out there and you play hard, and you win a game you're supposed to win, right?
Yeah, that's and I got a feeling that that Bandera is tired of us being here. As I look out the window,
right,
and the lights are already off,
it's dark.
It is it will be a fun moment packing these things up in the dark right here. So
we better get out of here.
Hopefully the Texans look forward to being home next week. I know they are going to be look forward to playing at home next week against back in the Texan Stadium, home crowd. You guys come out and enjoy the game. I know that they. I've talked to several of the young men who play on the team. They love it whenever that crowd gets behind them. Obviously, stepping on your home field. Some of these seniors, only got a couple home games left. So y'all come out, show them the support, show them the appreciation that they deserve. They've been working their tails off for everybody.
Well, let's go ahead and put this first district ball game to bed. What do you say? Let's call it a night. Texans defeat Bandera by a score of 53-7. Texans push their record to 6-1 over the year, and obviously 1-0 on the district season. Bulldogs fall to 2-5 overall and 0-1 in district. Our game tonight brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter. Scores and those highlights were courtesy of Eric Willis and Natural Development. Next week, we are back home in Wimberley for the second district game against Llano on the air at 7:15. Kick the ball off at 7:30, and we certainly hope that you can join us again for that one on the Sun Radio Sports Network. Thanks to Jared Robinson for his good work again tonight, and thanks to you good folks for hanging out with us. Again, our final from Bandera, Wimberley 53 and Bandera 7. From all of us here at the Sun Radio Sports Network, I'm Mike Blackwell. Until next Friday night, back home in Wimberley, good night, friends. Down the street.